Listener Production.
Hey there, Courtney Thomas with a local news briefing. Investigations are continuing after a man died from injuries sustained in an alleged deliberate hit and run at Withcott in the Lockyer Valley region. According to police, the man was deliberately struck along Toowoomba Connection Road shortly after 3 p.m. on November 20. The 33-year-old was airlifted to the Princess Alexandra Hospital, where he died on Saturday. A 46-year-old Rockville man was charged in relation to the matter while police continued to appeal for witnesses and dashcam vision and a missing Holden Rodeo Ute. Meanwhile, forensic crash unit investigations are continuing following a two-vehicle Toowoomba crash which claimed the life of an elderly Wilsonton man. On Saturday, a Holden Cruise was travelling west along James Street when a collision occurred with a motorcycle travelling east. The rider, a 76-year-old man, was transported to Toowoomba Base in a critical condition where he died yesterday morning. The driver of the sedan, a 26-year-old woman and 6-year-old passenger, were uninjured in the incident. And the Katter Australian Party is trying to make amendments to the Animal Care and Protection Bill. It's as the state government banned the use of prong collars in Queensland. Leader and Traeger MP Robbie Katter says the KAP are proposing 3 common sense amendments.
The RSPCA no longer do those activities or acting like a quasi-police force for the government in animal protection. The second one was that prong dog collars are still could be available to train licensed dog trainers. And the third was that the yellow phosphorus still be available for at least another 2 years for the control of feral pigs.
Just updating some local sport news now, and Holden has received a fitting farewell with Brock Feeney taking out the Adelaide 500 in the manufacturer's final ever supercars race. The 20-year-old becoming the second youngest race winner in supercars history after Toowoomba's Will Brown in Sydney in 2021. Meanwhile, Brown came home in position 6 at the weekend.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.